GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
George Hale, what is the Elm City? What is the Elm City?
Oh, no question about that. That's Waterville.
What is the Queen City, George? What is the Queen City?
Well, only in Maine do we have one Queen City, and that's Bangor.
What is the Star City, sir? What is the Star City?
Well, I think that's Presque Isle.
And that's where we find Don Flannery of the Maine Potato Board dialing in on the PDQ Door telephone line. Don, welcome back to GHRT. How are you, handsome?
Good morning, George and Rick. I'm fine. Yourself?
I thought you were going to get me to the Shire Town, but we didn't make that.
That's
one.
Holton.
Yeah.
Got that one.
Well, there are several Shire towns in Maine.
Don, wanted to get you on the phone because the Cross Insurance Center in the Queen City, they have the Harvest Festival, and I think you're bringing some pallets of those caribou russets, aren't you? We just wanted to make sure you're bringing enough this time.
Yeah, we are. We'll be back again this year, and we will have plenty. As they have grown in popularity, they've grown in production, so...
Now, hang on. Hang on. Yeah, 2 years ago... We thought you said you were bringing plenty. And then what happened on day one? What happened halfway through day one to the caribou russet?
That was demand exceeded supply, for sure. There's no doubt about that. It was amazing. We didn't expect people to take to them as well as they did. But we corrected that last year, and we'll correct it again this year. So
good.
Well, the Maine Harvest Festival, it's quite a big deal, actually. It's one of the best, if not the best, festival in Maine. I guess it's been voted by some people to be one of the best festivals in Maine.
Yeah, it's really a great event, George. We got involved with it. I think this is our fourth year now as one of the presenting sponsors and having a booth there. And it really is. It's a great event. Nice crowds. People enjoy themselves. It's a fun atmosphere, and it's absolutely amazing the amount of products that are coming from Maine, small and large like ourselves, but also the other things that are made by Maine people that are there. So it really is a great event. We enjoy doing it because it's one of the fun things to do. You go to some of these things sometimes and it tends to be a bit of a drag, but this one is really fun. It's a great event.
It's nice to hear. And the Maine Harvest Festival this weekend, Cross Insurance Center. Why are people so wild about the, and I think it's, I think they're only in like their, they're only 3.5 years old, the caribou russet.
Yeah, it's really at commercial levels. This is about 3 years at commercial levels. They've been we've been dabbling with them for about 6 years, but three of those were in trials, doing evaluations and, getting out and seeing what they do, both on the processing side of our industry and the fresh side. And they have taken off. Rave reviews from everyone that's using them, from the processors to the folks that are going in the stores and buying them and taking them home. They've gone from absolutely no production 5 years ago to representing about 7.5% of the total potatoes raised in Maine. So that's a big statement onto itself right there as to the popularity of them.
I went through the people who are, having booths there, sponsors, participants, whatever you call them. I could eat everything that's on the list here. I mean,
your doctor wouldn't like that.
No, he wouldn't like it at all.
You won't go hungry.
No. Here's one guy I came across: fat back fine meats, dry aged salami, bacon, Italian style chutney and mustard.
Go back to the bacon.
Yeah, the bacon.
Okay.
Yeah. And the shipwreck galley salsa. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And even one of my Italian friends, Giuseppe's Best, is going to be there. And it seems like there's 100 of them. They're all putting out food and sampled. And Rick, I know this one will appeal to you.
There's
some sippers. You're able to
do
sipping.
Locally produced wine and maybe spirits. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, but it says you can sip the local product. You might enjoy that, Rick. Mm.
Maybe I should do some research. Report back to you Monday morning.
Report back.
might be a little hungover, but no. Don Flannery's on the phone with us. He's in Presque Isle with the Maine Potato Board, and they are bringing loads of caribou russets to the Harvest Festival Cross Insurance Center. Inevitably, here comes the text message, and last time you were on with us, we talked about it. Where do I get caribou russets?
Well, right now, obviously, Hannaford's are again with the program and have them in their stores. Stop and Shop now is carrying them in their stores. And many, I think, Parodies, you may find them in Parodies, and many other local smaller chains are now able to have them because we've got enough volume. And now that some of the other retailers are able to, their sources of supply, whether it be Dennis Paper or whoever it may be, are starting to carry them, so smaller retailers will probably be able, they have access to them now, whether they've got them or not. So, you know, starting about 3 or 4 weeks ago, they really started packing them, and there's enough of a supply this year, so it'll carry us through, you know, carry us through into spring for sure for on the supply side.
What I know about growing potatoes is about as much as I know about what's going on in Washington. I don't know anything. But what kind of a year did you have? I mean, we had some strange weather at times. I know it affects the potato fields a lot. How'd you make out?
Well, you know, it was a strange year. It was another hot, dry summer. Not quite as hot as last summer, but drier than last summer. And the crop was varied. Early varieties that, you know, don't take so long to grow and mature earlier. Yields are down on those. Later varieties like a caribou russet or normal russet potatoes, yields were very respectable, and quality is good. USDA report came out last week and gave us 10 hundredweight per acre more than we had last year. So we're at 320 hundredweight per acre, which is for Maine, is probably about 20 hundredweight above what our normal yields are. And with dry years, one thing with dry years, you may sacrifice a little bit on yield, but your quality is always better in a dry year.
That's good to know. Sean, Don Flannery is on the line with us here with the Maine Potato Board. They're going to be at the Harvest Festival Cross Insurance Center this weekend with pallets and pallets of caribou russets. If you love potatoes, they call it the potato lover's potato. Is there going to come a time where we're going to maybe be all caribou russet and set aside the round whites?
No, I don't. No, that won't point won't come. I mean, there's always a market for round whites. Some people prefer round whites over a russet type potato. So, you know, there's always a market there. I think what you're going to see with the caribou russet, you're going to continue to see the acres increase over the next few years. But it's really in buying, getting back some of our market share we've lost to other people that have been in the market with russet potatoes, and a switch out in some of the varieties that have been used for russets, switching over to the caribou russet from some of the other russets because of the quality and the yield of the caribou russet.
What's the best potato for French fries?
Well,
Maine.
Maine. The standby for my lifetime, and I think for most everybody's lifetime since they've been making French fries, has been the russet Burbank. Russet Burbank is king in the French fry business. No matter if you're in, you know, in Maine or anywhere else in North America, that is the one that any new variety coming in has to compete with, and if they're going to gain success in the marketplace, you know, be very competitive with. You know, back when they started doing French fries in Maine, you know, we always had Russet Burbanks, but they used to use a lot of Kennebecs for French fries. Kennebec is kind of an older variety. Not grown a lot in Maine now or anywhere else, but they used to use Kennebec a lot for French fries and made a really, really good French fry, but it was darker than when you fried it, fried darker than a russet Burbank, and many people don't like a darker fry. They like a lighter colored fry.
Mm-hmm. What do you do in your air fryer at home, George? Are you still doing your air fryer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just buy a bag of them at the store that's already cut.
And then put them in.
Put them in the air, and 10 minutes later, I got French fries, and I don't have to fry them.
Or you could go through a drive-thru and get them within 10 seconds. I'm just how valuable is your time?
It's how valuable my cholesterol level.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.